is the reading, Romans 12, 1-19. The living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, only and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good, pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone, one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. In accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body, with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prospering, then prosper in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour. Serve in the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. This is the word of the Lord. This is the gospel reading. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will be worshipped the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is a form from the Jews. Yet, a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of the worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth.
Let's pray, shall we, as we remain standing. Father, we thank you for this opportunity as a church to be able to share and talk together about how we worship. And Lord, we pray that whatever we do, we would worship you in spirit and in truth. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we have today, about three times a year, we have a congregational meeting, and we're having one today to just consult a little bit more about where we've got to in terms of thinking about whether or not we're going to try worshipping together at 10 o'clock, as we're doing today, in the autumn, every week, and to see how that goes. So apologies to those of you that are visiting us today. It's lovely that you're here to support Sarah on this occasion. But we've got a slightly unusual mix of things today. So forgive us that we're going to do a little bit of internal church housekeeping while you're with us. And in a few moments, I'm going to ask people to split into little buzz groups to talk about that. So at that point, feel free to join a buzz group and give the outsider's perspective, which might be very valuable. Or feel free just to sit it out and chat amongst yourselves, whichever works best for you. But don't feel under any pressure to do what everybody else is doing. Many of you will have read the leaflet about the proposal for what we might do in the autumn for our worship. And the PCC discussed it on the 6th of June. And the action that came out of that was, well, I think we'd already decided that we would consult today, so that was part of it. The PCC were minded to go ahead with the trial in the autumn, but they asked the ministry team to think a little bit more about the alpha element of that, because we picked up that quite a lot of people weren't so happy with that aspect of the proposal. So we've been listening all along and trying to take into account different perspectives that people have raised as we've gone along, and we'll continue to do that. So we're consulting a bit more about it today. The PCC will make the final decision about whether to go ahead with the trial on the 23rd of July this month. And then, of course, in the autumn, if we decide to pursue the trial, then we'll have that 3 or 4 month period to be able to see how it's going and to keep the conversation going and to say, oh, this is working, or that's not working, or we need to adjust whatever we need to adjust. So the ministry team will review it week by week. We'll probably have another congregational meeting in the autumn at some point, and the PCC will also be reviewing it, or at least the DCC as part of the PCC with reference to the PCC. So first of all, just a quick reminder of how we've got to where we are before we split into groups. First of all, you remember that I talked about how, as your rector, I felt that there was a need for us to reconnect with our first love of God, of Jesus, but also of the natural consequence of that, that as we fall in love with God, as we become part of the family of the church, then actually our first love with one another. And we've talked a lot about that one another phrase, and how the emphasis of the New Testament church is about our relationships with one another. So that's part of what this proposal was about. We had a groundswell of enthusiasm after the Epiphany service to try worshipping together more often, so that's part of why we're doing it. The need for us to think about how we include and engage and cater for children is a large part of what we need to keep in mind. And also the fact that we recognise that the traditional way of doing church, however much servers may like it and appreciate it, is generally speaking dying out. And we need in this new generation to find a new way of discipling people. So that doesn't mean throwing out all that we hold dear in terms of tradition, but it does mean saying actually we need to look at how we can help people to be followers of Jesus, how we can help people to grow in their faith, and how we can help one another to grow in their faith. I may be pretty good at some things, but I can't help all of you to grow brilliantly in your faith all the time. We actually need to do that for one another. Some people have said to me actually they felt as though the aims of this weren't entirely clear. It's kind of various aims going on at the time. So I had a go at trying to put together something, reworking something I'd done previously actually, on the overall aims of our worship together. And you have those on the little sheets that I've given you. So this is just I just offer this as a possible way of just pulling together and summarising and reminding us of the overview of what it's about for us to gather to worship on a Sunday as a church. So I put it under three headings really: be together, worship together, and to grow together. So building up our common life by investing in relationship with one another. So to build into what we do together an element, or more of an element, of relating to one another. It's not just all from the front to the pew, or the chairs I should say. Be together, worship together. How, as all ages, all abilities, how we can encounter God's transforming presence as a church family, how we can keep that first love alive. And then finally, grow together. How we can help one another learn from Jesus. How we can help one another to become all that God has created us to be. And how we can help one another to find our place of service in our daily lives. So that's kind of I offer that as kind of a summary, an overview of that's what we're aiming for in terms of what we talk about together today. And then you'll see on the sheets that I've put, having been reflecting with the ministry team and talking with others and listening to what people have got to say and reading written submissions. Thank you to those of you that took the effort to write to me with your submissions. That was really helpful. And I've got those on file and I've been referring to them. So thank you for that. Option one and option two. So I'm going to summarise those. We may, in our creativity this morning, come up with a third option. That would be great if we do, if that improves on these. But these are the options at the moment as I see them. So option one is a slightly evolved version from what was in the original proposal, which is that we all worship together at 10 o'clock, that we have children's groups in church, in the church room, join the reading, sermon and prayers bit, the ministry of the word bit. But the changes from the original proposal are that instead of using the alpha videos, we'll have live preachers, and that the discussion groups that I've proposed having after communion, to bring those forward to the part of the service, so they come straight after the sermon bit, so people can engage while it's fresh in their minds. A couple of issues raised by these adjustments to the original proposal. One is that we would need volunteers to help with the children's groups, because if you remember, the idea was that Sarah and I would kickstart those and get them going, but actually if we're preaching in here, that becomes a little bit more challenging. So that's one of the things that arises, and I think that's going to be an issue for us anyway, actually. And then secondly, if we're putting something special on for children, it's really hard to do that if you've no idea who's going to turn up when and how many and in what, you know, all that kind of issue. So that raises an issue there. Option two is a bit more evolved from the original proposal. Again, worshipping all together at 10 o'clock. But changes from the original proposal. The children, young people and adults would stay in, so we'd stay all together all the way through. Another approach. We'd have shorter sermons. I can't imagine anyone voting for that, to be honest. But so live preachers and shorter... What are you laughing at? So shorter sermons of about 15 minutes. And then, again, opportunity to break into discussion groups, but also to introduce a couple of other options as well. So rather than just... We all learn in different ways, don't we? So some of us learn well by engaging with each other and talking. Others of us learn better by going away and reflecting. So we create a quiet reflection corner. Others work things out and express them by doing something creative. So we might have craft activities or whatever available. And we could perhaps expand on those things. But what we're trying to do is recognise that actually we all engage in different ways and we all learn in different ways. And let's try and incorporate as much as we practically can of that into the way that we gather on a Sunday. Was raised. Well, parents would obviously need to be responsible for their children throughout, but actually there's a lot of pluses about that in terms of worshipping together and being a family together in worship. We'd need volunteers to resource the other zones, so people that would be willing to set them up and clear them away each week and perhaps give a little bit of thought as to how we develop them or focus them. And actually, I thought of this after I did the sheet. I think would also be just an issue in terms of how much we could put into a morning if the children and young people are with us all the time. It'll help that we're breaking out into zones and things, but that will have an implication for the amount of liturgy we can use in any one Sunday, the amount of songs we can have, whatever. So that's just another thing to bear in mind. It can't be overly long if children are present throughout. So, that's my quick summary by way of introduction. I hope that's helpful in terms of just reminding us and getting us up to speed. I'd now like us to just be able to buzz in groups for about 10 minutes just about that and see if there's any issues flagging up. If you all come running back saying yes, that's great, let's go for it, then we're sorted. Or you may be coming back and saying no way, or there's this issue or this concern, and then we'll listen to that. Now, by way of doing the groups, Elliot has been giving out coloured bits of cards. So if you want to find your coloured bit of card, and I want you to hold on to your coloured bit of card and not swap it with anybody else, because that will subvert my process, as has happened on a previous occasion. And then I'd like you to gather in those colours in little buzz groups. So I've set out three buzz group areas here. Another buzz group could go at the cafe area at the back there. Another one could perhaps come down here. Or there's also space in the church room and there's chairs in there if you want to go in there. The one thing I forgot to do before the service, which I meant to do, was to put a coloured piece of card in each place so you knew where you were going. So my apologies. So let's just work that out now. So who's got a green piece of card? Catherine and co. So if the green people would like to come over to this corner over here. Who's got a pink? Laura, could you go in the middle group there? Who's got a blue? Do you want to go in the back corner there? What other colours have we got? Orange, do you want to go in the cafe area at the back? Orange, and, oh actually, we could have the children's area, couldn't we? Cafe area at the back, orange, any other colours? You've got a pale green. Okay, we've got two types of green. We've got a dark green, which is Laura's group, I think, and we've got a pale green. Who can perhaps meet in the children's corner? Pale green. Oh, that's that group, isn't it? Okay, pale green. Okay, pale green have bags in the corner over there. If you've got a dark green, you can go in the children's corner. And then purple, do you want to go in the... here, do you want to come down the front here? Purple in the front here. Okay, so if you could just talk amongst yourselves in your groups about those two options and anything else that occurs to you, and then after about 10 minutes we'll reconvene and you can flag up anything more amongst when we're all together that we need to take into consideration. Marvellous, thank you everybody for participating in that, and do feel free to keep your bitter coloured card as a souvenir if you'd like to do that, you're very welcome. We like to be generous in this church. Okay, so hopefully you've had constructive conversations. Is there anything that would be helpful just to feed back to the whole group now that we can capture on the flip chart that develops our thinking or raises kind of issues that we perhaps haven't considered fully or whatever, and then we can get those on the board. Joe, let me find the mic.
Now I hate an either or. Why can't we combine the two? So why can't we have option one? But for those who don't want to do a discussion, go up into the sanctuary or somewhere and reflect quietly.
Okay, thank you. We'll jot that down. Well, yes, you might have to think about accessibility for the sanctuary, might we? But Beth.
I have got a
last. Oh, right, okay. We've got an essay here, so... it depends how... Are there any particular big... You can always give us a sheet of paper afterwards for the detail, but...
Right, well, first of all, we need a prompt start at 10 a.m.
Oh, I think we are... This is probably too much detail for what we're doing today.
Timing is crucial. It was a big point in our group. Okay. 1.5 hours is long enough for the whole service, but... arriving and going. Okay. We prefer different options for the service.
Preferred?
Different options for the sermon. Option 2, brackets 3.
Option 2, brackets 3?
Yeah.
And the third option being?
Discussion groups, quiet reflective corner, creative
sermon. Oh, you like that?
Yeah. That was okay. And communion wasn't mentioned.
Oh, communion will happen.
Yes, but we still need to, the different traditions to be catered for.
Yeah. Thank you.
I tried to get somebody else other than me to feedback from my group. They wouldn't let me. There was a suggestion that we alternated option one, option two, perhaps one month, just so we tried out both options. There's a question about whether the crash area, Daniel's den, or even outside in the church room, perhaps we need to be about people who can actually help out in crash, so that those who've got small children don't miss out on the service every single time, because otherwise you've got an option to go to the other service.
Yeah.
The creative zone, not just for kids, can we make it creative for those of us who are quite creative flair, so everybody knew it, don't make it into a pseudo Sunday school. There was a question about whether we could have a return of the word zone, the Bibles being out, or perhaps put them in the quiet reflective zone. But actually, it was quite helpful just to read the passage. And there was a question about whether we could try and do Sunday school in the zone time, although I think we, as a discussion evolved, we felt that was too short.
Thank you. Some good things coming out here. Thank you.
We felt that if we had... what in effect would be Sunday school, it would perhaps encourage families around here to maybe initially send their children but eventually come with their children, so it might extend the age range and number of the congregation.
Thank you. Yes, so when you start to provide for children, it starts to attract families. Can you pass that down, please? Thank you.
I'll just say something about the green group. I don't think the issue was the 10 o'clock was an issue. I think we basically agreed on that. I think the 10 o'clock was okay. Somebody mentioned with a good point, probably to cater for all, maybe still to keep once a month, one Sunday a month, the traditional, I suppose you might say, the more liturgical high service and things, so to cater, maybe whether that's at the beginning of the month, the end of the month, whatever. I think some wider issues were also raised, which were good points about basic evangelism, outreach, the community, because at the end of the day, you know, the church is going to grow by witness and by evangelism, by being part of the community and outreach, isn't it? As Christ commanded us to do. So then also about follow-up as well, about making sure that we have a good follow-up system for catering for all people, if we see anybody that's not been around for a while. So I think we've obviously, those issues have been raised before, but I think it's just reiterated. So we did discuss a bit of a wider issue, some wider aspects of church and church life. But in terms of the options, in terms of option one or two, in terms of reflective zones, or whether we just want to have the preaching, the option one about discussion groups, to be honest, we sort of didn't really come to a conclusion on that. We kind of left open, basically. But
okay.
In terms of the 10 o'clock, I think that was an agreement on for us all, basically.
Lovely. Thank you, Mark. Sam, have you got something to say?
Well, this is on option one. I think I've got an idea of what we could do for children's groups. If anyone knows what Superbook is... it's a movie about Jesus for children, and I think we should do that because it helps children to learn about Jesus without getting a bit bored.
Sam, are you saying that my sermons are boring? Fair enough.
It's on.
I asked for that, didn't I?
Our group felt that perhaps we're trying to do too many things, basically, and we can't be all things to all people, because if we try and do that, if we try and please everybody, then it won't work. And a lack of maybe clarification, understanding of purpose. People come on a Sunday morning to worship God. People join groups for discussion, and that can happen and does happen during the week. So maybe Sunday mornings is not the proper place for discussion. So it's that kind of idea that people will be so enthused by the preaching, by the singing, the worship on a Sunday morning, that they will want to do the other stuff outside of Sunday. So that was, I think, what was coming across in our group.
Thank you, Tim. Some support for that? Any more for any more? Beth at the back.
So, about the second option, if we're going to be trying to do all ages together, I think we need to make an effort to do all ages together and not just do what we normally do, because it's obviously not working, is it? Kids don't want to come, or some of them don't anyway. So that would be a lot of effort for someone who's running the service. I think it could be really good, but I think we'd have to actually do something different. The other thing that we were saying was, actually we need to be open to the Holy Spirit, don't we? And we're also saying, actually, if you're feeling that God is telling you something, then you should just do it. We'll trust in God.
Marvellous. I think God's calling me to go on holiday. Thank you, Beth. Any more for any more? Great. Well, thank you for engaging in the conversation. It's kind of evolving each time we have a conversation, which is great, as we think about different aspects. It's going to be very challenging to make, you know, bring everything together, as we all recognise. So it's going to... I guess it's just going to require us all to enter it with a spirit of willing to compromise for the sake of the whole and generosity towards each other, isn't it? And bearing with each other, but also willingness to keep speaking the truth, so that we actually together manage to discern the way forward. And I'll do my best to keep listening and as Beth says, ultimately try and take a lead to make sure that we make some progress.